Matthew, what's been the bounce back for the team after the tough loss on Saturday night?
So, yeah, we just try to have a snap and clear mentality. You know, obviously, whether we would have won or lost this game, we have a big opponent, you know, that has some history. And, I mean, no matter who the opponent is, we just try to be ready. So, snap and clear mentality. Still opportunity to get better, so we're ready for it.
You're a veteran on this team. The team laid it on the line Saturday night, didn't it?
Yeah, I really think they did. You know, nobody's ever questioned our effort. We just have to be better in our execution and just step it up to just be an elite team. That's what we're going for.
You played 80 snaps in the game. For a defensive lineman, that's like two games. How'd you keep mentally not getting fatigued?
Just, you know, physically, of course, like it's strength and conditioning, and it's recovery and therapy, and of course nutrition is the biggest thing that sometimes is forgotten about. But mentally, just when you love the game and you love your brothers around you, I mean, how else can you not just go out there and do what you have to do?
Did you know you were playing that many snaps, or were you surprised after the game when they told you?
Let's just say after the game I felt it a little bit, you know, maybe a little tightness here and there, get a little extra stretching after the game. I kind of knew going in that it was going to be a different game. I knew what style of offense they ran, but, you know, maybe not 80, but it's all good. You know, I feel good now, and just going to make sure to get great recovery and therapy this week, nutrition, like I said, and just make it happen for this upcoming week.
You're 8 games into the season now, so you got to take care of your body, and especially you guys, you get hit on every single play.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely a lot with the shoulder, straining in the core, a lot of hamstring stuff coming out of our hips, and, of course, running after the ball. But our strength and conditioning staff does a great job of doing football-specific movements and stretches, so we're definitely ready and prepared for the recovery process and for the kind of accelerated process of getting ready for the next upcoming game.
So you're in the best shape of your life, I'd have to think.
Yeah, I would say, you know, I've obviously put on, like, some good weight and some good muscle, and sometimes you think in your head, like, oh, you know, how am I going to move with this? But the strength and conditioning staff knows what they're doing, and I trust the process, so it's been a very good process, and I feel like I'm in great shape.
You were involved in one of the controversial plays the other night when you sacked Matt Corral and the ball was stripped and ran back for a touchdown. Did you hear a whistle, or what was anything that you know about the play?
Not. I didn't hear a whistle at all. I assumed it was a trick play of some sort, maybe a Statue of Liberty play of some sort. So I just got back there. I tried to wrestle him to the ground. The ball came out, obviously, and I was very happy that the ball did come out. But, you know, the rules of football were interpreted a little differently than maybe I suspected. And, so that was the result. But we just got to play through that and continue to make big plays and, you know, make it happen for the team regardless. It's going to be breaks.
You have taken advantage of the name, image, and likeness. You've got a couple of things going. Why did you want to get involved in that, and how can you take advantage of the new rules?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like, get involved in it for, like, the glory or the hype or anything. Like, it's just a good thing. Like, if you have a platform, you want to take advantage of it and just, you know, show people who you are and what you're really about. So that and the opportunity to just maybe make a little bit of spare change just to help my family and my daughter and everybody else who has helped me get to this point so far, I'm going to take advantage of that. It's been a blessing.
Well, plug your ventures. What do you got going right now?
I mean, just, you know, I have a couple little things with, like, Smoothie King and Crown Cleaners here in Knoxville, which are fantastic companies. You know, if you're hearing this, go get your smoothie, go get your dry clothes dry cleaned at Crown Cleaners on Kingston Pike. And then working with a few automotive industries in Knoxville and a few, you know, nutritional things in Knoxville as well that are in the works. So that'll be good.
That's great. Take advantage of it. Finally, Alabama this week. It's a special game for Tennessee.
Yeah, it's always a special game. You know, you usually play it on the third Saturday in October, this time the fourth. I'm definitely ready just for the challenge. They always have a elite team. So, you know, if you want to be considered an elite team, you go out, you ball versus Alabama and beat them. So that's what we're trying to do. That's obviously the goal. And they're very formidable opponents. So, obviously looking forward to the challenge.